Well, President Trump's efforts to overturn the election have failed, but the president will leave office having convinced a lot of his supporters falsely that the election was stolen, and that could have big consequences for the country. It's also having a very dramatic impact on the lives of some individual Americans, and to talk about this, we have NPR's Miles Parks with us. He has covered voting in this very busy year. Miles, thanks for being here.
Hey, David. Thanks for having me.
So you've been digging into some of these conspiracy theories that the president has been pushing over the last month and a half or so. What are you finding?
Well, the volume is just staggering, honestly. I reached out to a firm that does data analysis on internet trends. They're called Signal Labs, and I asked them to look at misinformation related specifically to the election. So in the 7 or so weeks since Election Day, November 3rd, Signal found more than 40 million mentions just of vote-by-mail misinformation alone across the media spectrum, traditional media sources, and social media. So to me, this indicates two things. One, there are a lot of people in this country who believe this stuff and are sharing it. But the other thing is just how successful Trump has been at creating this whole narrative of an election theft. That 40 million number encompasses fact checks as well as misinformation and stories that are true, too. So it's just this loop of disinformation that's being spread, then it's debunked, and then it just kind of goes back and forth like that, keeping these storylines alive.
That's amazing, that 40 million number. I mean, you have to think that there's an impact there when it comes to trust in our democracy, if a lot of people just don't trust the outcome of the election and believe this stuff. But I'm curious, too. I mean, you've been reporting that there's, like, people's lives are being impacted here, too.
Yeah, it's really easy to forget that behind all of this bureaucracy, there are normal people at every level of these elections with lives and with families, and this flood of conspiracy theories is really hitting some of those people hard. One of those people is Eric Coomer, who's an employee at this voting company called Dominion. He's actually gone into hiding for the last month and a half or so, and this week he announced that he's suing the Trump campaign and some of its allies, alleging defamation. He talked about his experience with our colleague at Colorado Public Radio, Benta Berkland.
Eric Coomer was forced to leave his home 1 week after the presidential election ended. He's been living in hiding ever since.
I actually am in fear for my safety. I'm in fear for my family's safety. These are real, tangible things coming out of these baseless accusations.
Coomer is the director of product strategy and security for Denver-based Dominion Voting Systems. The company provides election equipment and software to 28 states. President Trump has falsely claimed that its machines fraudulently switched votes to Biden. Some of Trump's supporters have come to focus on Coomer as the supposed mastermind of a plot to steal the election. Coomer's defamation lawsuit accuses Trump's allies of spreading falsehoods that intentionally inflicted emotional distress.
I've been threatened more times than I could even count, whether it's, you know, the standard online trolls, voicemails that are left almost on a daily basis, being called a traitor to this country. I can't even begin to describe, you know, what effect this has had on my life, but it's been profound.
Coomer says the first threat happened 5 days after the election. A conservative podcaster in Colorado alleged without evidence that he heard Coomer on a phone call with Antifa.
Eric is the Dominion guy.
The threats quickly escalated. Within days, Coomer had moved to a secure location. About a week later, a group protested in front of Dominion's Denver headquarters with American flags and signs saying fraud equals arrest. A spokeswoman for Dominion says other employees have also gone into hiding, been threatened, and digitally stalked. A quick search online reveals people calling for Coomer to be publicly executed, his head to be cut off. Multiple people ask, where is Eric? Others simply bash him.
This guy clearly hates America and Trump and anyone who supports it, or him.
There is Eric Coomer, the Dominion guy who is behind all of this.
There is this psychotic communist named Eric Coomer.
Some of the threats that I've gotten have made very clear that these actors are in it for the long haul. The wishes are that I forever have to look over my shoulder, and I probably will.
The focus on Dominion has some on the right raising questions about Colorado's entire all-mail ballot system. Nearly every county uses Dominion's equipment. Carly Kappas is the incoming Republican president of the Colorado County Clerks Association. She says even though the presidential race wasn't close here, she still spends about 2 hours every day on the phone with people who have questions or are upset about the election.
Definitely have had some phone calls where people have started out with profanities and called me some lovely names. You know, I just have to remember that I am the professional.
She's trying to look on the bright side and sees this as a chance to explain why people should trust Colorado's safeguards and pioneering audits. It has the strictest standards in the country. For Eric Coomer, though, there's no silver lining. He says his life is forever changed. Coomer's top goal right now is pretty simple. He hopes one day it'll be safe to return home.
We were listening to Benta Berkland reporting there from Colorado Public Radio. I've been listening with our colleague Miles Parks. And Miles, misinformation is dangerous, but to hear these details, I mean, it's horrifying. Do election experts say there's something that can be done?
Sure. I mean, these sorts of conspiracy theories are exactly the reason that the election security community has been so loud over the last couple of years, calling for paper ballots, calling for the sorts of audits that Benta mentioned there. But this election seems to be testing the limits of some of these election best practices. You know, in Georgia, there was a hand recount of every paper ballot there that was cast. It confirmed the results. And yet the president and some Republicans in the state are still spreading this sort of misinformation. I talked to Joe Canary, who runs a voting tech company that's working to develop more transparent voting equipment. When I talked to him, he honestly just sounded really defeated.
I'm afraid that, you know, when we're in this realm of the coupling of disinformation from both foreign and domestic sources, and government and non-government sources, and none of it is really grounded in reality, evidence doesn't help much.
At a certain point, he said, it's no longer a voting system problem. You know, the system only works if the political forces who have the trust of the people delegate that trust to the voting system. That obviously is not happening right now, and there's no amount of paper ballots or auditing that's going to fix that problem.
All right, NPR's Miles Parks. Miles, thanks for bringing all this to us.
Thank you, David.